Blog Talk Radio.
Enthusiasts and host of this program, Tiffany Williams Jallo, joining you for the Tiff Talk Thursday edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. And if you're new to this show, you know, I normally am joined by expert guests who empower you with information and other tools to help you repair, build, and maintain quality character-based relationships. But tonight on Tiff Talk Thursday, as is custom, we give the experts the night off, and I spend the entire hour fielding your comments and questions while reviewing this past month's shows and the latest relationship news. And we've got plenty to talk about. And there are two ways that you can join the conversation. Yes, again, I want to get your questions, your comments about relationships. You can dial us live at 714-409-0610 to talk with me live. Be sure to press the number 1. And if you missed that number, it's right on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, or you can simply post your remarks and questions in the chat room, and I look for you guys. Look forward to you guys joining the show over the next hour. So let's get started. As I mentioned, we have a lot to talk about. Going to start with a show that aired earlier this month. Dr. Eleanor Robin, she's a certified Florida Supreme Court mediator. She's also the author of 7 Tips for Creating a Successful Second Marriage. She joined us earlier this month, as I said, for a show titled Successful Second Marriage. And the big takeaway from the show for me was to be sure that you get some sort of counseling after a divorce, as I believe it's one of the most traumatic experiences that one will ever go through. Take it from me. I've been divorced. It's horrible. I feel it ranks, you know, behind, you know, having a terminal illness, behind death. It's definitely very, very serious. And some people even take, you know, several years to heal after losing their spouse. A higher rate than first marriages, and then third marriages are even worse. So obviously we're doing something wrong, you know, before getting into those second marriages and obviously our first marriages. So I think what that is getting counseling. Of course, for first marriage, you want to go to some sort of premarital counseling together. So marriage preparation, I talk a lot about it in my first shows that I've done on Blog Talk Radio. My first show was back the first Thursday in January. So you can go back and listen to the archives and kind of, you know, get an idea of, you know, what I'm standing for in terms of marriage maintenance and divorce prevention. You should get a lot out of that. And this show's Blog Talk Radio page is blogtalkradio.com/relationships with an S 360. So go back and listen. And if you don't want to listen by PC, you can certainly download any of the archive episodes to iTunes, to your iPod or your iPad. So very, very convenient. And I just want to add to that, we're talking about rebound relationships. I want to say something to those of you with children, Listen. Do not ever enter into a serious relationship with someone while you're still holding out for your ex. This is not good for you, your kids, or the person who ends up getting burned as a result of, you know, this kind of foolishness. If you still do favors for your ex, let's see, if you refer to your ex's parents as mom and dad, or if you still have photos of your ex in your Facebook gallery, then you probably shouldn't think about marrying somebody else. You want to get rid of yourself of your ex completely through, again, therapy, counseling, electric shock, whatever it takes, and then, you know, start pursuing a relationship, you know, once you've gone through taken the proper route and got yourself, you know, some sort of a help, gotten over that past relationship. I have a new ebook. It's called Relationship Roadmap, The Guide to Getting the Relationship You Want. It's going to help prepare you for your next relationship. It talks about rebound relationships, jumping into relationships too fast, and, again, what you need to do to prepare for your next relationship. If you're in a relationship, how do you know if it's the right relationship for you? Again, it's called Relationship Roadmap, The Guide to Getting the Relationship You Want. I'm giving it away for free. If you are one of the first 360 listeners to enter your name and email address at relationships360.com, and I promise you will absolutely love this book. It's very short, actually. It's under 30 pages, so it's a quick read. And because it's an ebook, you can download it to your Nook or to your Kindle, or, you know, any personal reader that you have, your iPad, or you can, you know, go the old school way and print it out on your printer from your PC, and you can certainly, you know, read it on your computer as well. So, you know, I know I got a little bit off track doing that promotional plug of my book, But with the rebound relationship business, I want to make one last point about that. Again, we kind of talked about it in the Successful Second Marriage episode, which was earlier this month. My guest, Dr. Robin, says that the number one thing you can do to ensure your second marriage goes the distance is to marry the right person, which, of course, goes back to my book, I'm sorry, Relationship Roadmap, The Guide to Getting the Relationship You Want. You can get it for free on the show's site, relationships360.com. She's saying, you know, marry the right person. She's saying the commitment can be negotiated, so find a partner who is committed and really wants to be married to you. Your spouse should share both your vision for your marriage and your values, and not to marry somebody who's struggling with an active addiction. Instead, seek out a partner who is able to put you first and expresses his or her love with the same love language that you do. And if you're not familiar with the five love languages, it's a book. They are acts of service, so, you know, serving somebody, cooking for them, giving them a back rub. Shared time is another love language. Some people are just happy if you just spend quality time with them. So that can be, you know, something. Make sure, you know, that your partner likes to do that as well. Gifts and money is another love language. I know, you know, if you gave me some money, you'd definitely be speaking my language. And I love gifts. I love to be showered with gifts. And then physical affection, that's another love language, and words of praise, you know, complimenting your mate. Some people are, you know, some women, I know a lot of women like to hear "I love you," you know, from their man. So just make sure that you are speaking in the same love language that, you know, your partner can receive, you know, love.